USA News, I'm Dave Collins. President Biden will meet with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy tomorrow ahead of a looming default deadline. McCarthy says the president agreed to a one-on-one meeting during a call as Biden headed back to Washington from the G7 summit.
First, we talked a lot about his trip over there and some of the positive things that take place. But we spent a lot of time talking about the debt ceiling, where we currently are.
McCarthy described the conversation as productive.
What we agreed to do is we're going to have Congressman Gary Graves and Patrick McHenry get back together.
Staff-level talks are set to reconvene this evening ahead of Monday's sit-down discussions between Biden and McCarthy. A SpaceX rocket successfully launched from Florida's Kennedy Space Center this afternoon with a live crew.
2, 1, engines full power. And liftoff, Falcon 9, go Axiom.
Copy, 1 Alpha.
4 passengers, including 3 paying passengers on a Falcon 9 rocket, are now headed to the International Space Station. The AX2 mission will make history as a stem cell researcher becomes the first woman from Saudi Arabia to travel to space. It also marks just the second all-private mission to the orbiting outpost. The man accused of stabbing 4 University of Idaho students to death is due in court Monday. A grand jury indicted Brian Koberger in the brutal murders of the 4 students at their college house last November. The 28-year-old Washington State University graduate student's DNA was found on a knife sheath at the crime scene. Koberger remains jailed while maintaining his innocence. He'll be arraigned on Monday. At least 10 people are dead, 9 are injured after a shooting at a car show in northern Mexico's Baja California. According to reports and 911 calls, several gunmen jumped out of a van and opened fire at people at a gas station. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Los Angeles County's gas prices are starting to go up again. The Automobile Club of Southern California says the current local average cost of a gallon of self-serve regular is $4.86. That's 2 cents higher than last week's average. But it's typical to see gas prices move higher as we approach big holiday weekends, such as Memorial Day. The Hollywood writers' strike is now almost 3 weeks old.
Writers Guild of America members are still picketing outside movie and TV studios in Los Angeles. Picket lines are up outside Paramount, Disney, Universal Studios, and Warner Brothers. The strike began after the WGA contract with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers expired back on May 2nd. Union members have a number of objectives. They're looking for more money and more job security. The threat from the rise of artificial intelligence is a particular concern. I'm Karen Sloan.
The Lakers are one loss away from getting swept in the Western Conference Finals against the Nuggets. Denver defeated Los Angeles 119-108 to take a commanding 3-0 lead in the best-of-7 series. Game 4 set for Monday night in L.A. The Miami Heat now have a 2-game lead in the NBA Eastern Conference Finals. Miami beat the Boston Celtics 111-105 at TD Garden in Game 2 of the best-of-7 series. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.